We brought the players together on Monday in Manchester for a 4-day training camp, and it was predominantly just our Football League players, the lads in the Championship, League One, League Two. And, you know, they worked very well. We had a great 4 days. We used Manchester City's training complex, which is, you know, it's an absolutely phenomenal place to work at. So it's been a really good, as I say, 4 days. The lads have a couple of days off now, and then everyone comes together in Dublin on Sunday. We have a camp there for 4 days, then leading into the game against Belarus next Friday.
And with the exception of Chris Brunt, it must be a relief to get to the end of the season without any other major injuries to your players.
Yeah, it has been. Obviously, the injury to Chris was a huge, you know, huge disappointment, obviously, for ourselves and for the player. Such a vital player for us as well. So, you know, I'm gutted that he's missing the tournament for him. You know, he's played a long time as an international player, and then, you know, very cruelly to miss out the way he does is, you know, the nature of football, unfortunately. But yeah, the other players have got through the season. No real concerns at this minute in time. We have, you know, the likes of Shane Ferguson's playing in the playoff, second leg of his playoff game tonight against Bradford. So hopefully he can come through unscathed as well. And we have, you know, two lads in Scotland involved in the relegation playoffs. So hopefully they come through the weekend as well. But as I say, it's a blow that we won't have Chris with us, but thankfully at this minute in time we have everyone else.
And have you decided on the squad yet, or is there still some late thinking going on about players?
No, there's still some decisions to be made. You know, the purpose of bringing the lads together for the 2 weeks, you know, I named the squad on next Saturday on the 28th. The purpose of having the 2 week lead in was to give some of those players who have been on the fringes of things the opportunity to see where the lads are physically, you know, their fitness levels. And we have a number of players who maybe haven't played as much first team football this season as we would like. So it's important that we address that by getting them into camp as early as possible. So, but there's one or two decisions still to be made. As I say, hopefully the lads that still have games commitments with their clubs at this minute in time come through unscathed. But, you know, I'm fairly sure of my selection so far, but it'll just be those one or two positions that I'll fine tune between now and next Saturday.
And those two friendlies before the tournament next month, what are you looking for in those games, apart from the players emerging unscathed?
Well, we're on a great run. You know, we've gone 10 games unbeaten now, which was obviously a new record for Northern Ireland. It increased our ranking up to 26th in the world. So these are all positives, and you know, they're positives that we want to, first of all, hold on to, but, you know, equally we want to, you know, improve on them as well. So I think it's important to keep the momentum that we have going into the tournament, with the game against Belarus and then Slovakia. And it gives me a chance to work on, look at some things from a tactical point of view. It is obviously vital that we come through without any injuries as well. So it will be a case of just managing the players up until they're not taking any unnecessary risks with the players either. But as I say, the two games are vital in our preparation for the finals.
And the tournament itself then, what do you think you need to emerge from the group into the last 16? One win and a draw, two draws?
I think we probably, you know, 4 points. I would be very surprised if you had 4 points if you didn't manage to make it to the next round. I think it's probably feasible that you could get there with maybe just one win. But we'll be aiming to try and get 4 points. And when we look at the group, you know, the opening two fixtures against Poland and then Ukraine present us with the best opportunity to get them. We obviously play the world champions in Germany in game three in Paris. It's a massive game, it is indeed. But it's a great opportunity for us as well. You know, the expectation always lies with the favourites in that situation, and Germany are such a, you know, a strong team at this minute in time. But as long as we go into that game with something to play for, you know, that's the most important thing, and we aim to do that.
And you've brought so much to the team. What is your secret about getting the players together and having this this run of unbeaten games, which really had eluded Northern Ireland for such a long time there?
I think it's a combination of many things. I think the team, first of all, the preparation of the team, but then the second thing is, you know, the players buying into that preparation and applying themselves to it, and they've done that exceptionally well. The other side of it is, you know, the players, the spirit amongst the players and the togetherness in this group is, I think, higher than I've seen at any time in any previous Northern Ireland squad. And, you know, I played for over a decade in Northern Ireland squads, and we had a lot of, you know, good squads and a good spirit in them as well. But, you know, these guys have, you know, have a special bond, I think, between them. You see that in terms of how they are away from the pitch and away from the training pitch, just how they interact with each other. And in the hotel, and I think there's some, you know, great friendships in the squad as well. So that's been a special thing to witness, that as the coach and the manager, to see the players come from where they came, where they were, to where they are now, and they deserve enormous credit for that.
And developing the skills of those players, bringing them on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very, like, at the international level, you've only got such a short time with the players. You know, the focus is more on the development of the team, to be honest. Individually, I think those players who play have played international football for Northern Ireland, have seen their careers progress. You know, I look at the likes of Oliver Norwood and Stuart Dallas in particular. You know, players whose involvement with Northern Ireland, I think, has certainly helped their club careers as well.
And what about Brendan Rodgers, just on a slightly different issue? Mm. Bookie's favourite for the Celtic job, a job you yourself have been linked to. Can you see Brendan in that role?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one for me. I honestly felt Brendan probably the next job would be in England. And I see, obviously, today in the media, he's heavily quoted to be named as a Celtic manager. He's an excellent coach, an excellent manager, you know. Worked very hard to get where he is, Brendan, off the back of, you know, having to stop playing at a very young age through injury. So he's been coaching an awful long time as well. So he would be an excellent appointment, although I'm a little surprised that, as I say, that he would possibly go to Scotland at this point in his career.
And just final question, Michael, what about the pressure? Are you feeling it personally? How are you preparing?
No, I don't feel any, major pressure. I think the pressure was in qualification, to be honest. And I think when something like that is achievable, then the pressure builds. And I think that, you know, we all dealt with the pressure extremely well. The players, myself, you know, the final four games, we played very well, obviously, to go on and eventually win the group as well. To see how we've coped post-qualification, we're still unbeaten in the three games we've played since. So, yes, there is pressure attached to it, but it's pressure that, you know, I think is an enjoyable pressure, because...
You're glad to be under this pressure.
Yeah, I'd much prefer to have this than, you know, be watching the tournament on the television. So there is a pressure, but it is something that, as I say, I'm trying to enjoy it.
And you've got the fans behind you.
Yeah, I think we've had huge backing, you know, not only in qualification, but, you know, I think in the 4 years since I've been in charge, we've had great backing from the supporters, even when we had a few poor results as well. And I think they could see that, you know, slowly but surely there was the beginning of a team coming together here. And thankfully that's been the case, and they'll be a huge factor for us in France as well.